the stretch and breathe practice. So in this practice, we'll be doing some gentle movements in a standing posture and then move into a sitting practice. So finding a place where you can be on your own, where you can take up a standing position with enough room around you to raise your arms. And giving yourself this time, this opportunity to simply become aware of what's here. Giving yourself these next few minutes to tune in to the actuality of the sensations that are here to be felt in the body. Reminding yourself that we're not trying to achieve any special state. We're not trying to get anywhere else. We're already here. But can we be curious about our experience, however it is, moment by moment? Noticing also our limits, and with any of these stretches, it's always possible to override my instructions if that feels right for you. Noticing our tendency to want to stretch beyond what's okay for us, and noticing that and becoming interested in the edges to any movements. So taking a stance with your feet on the floor, about a hip's width apart, the arms resting by the side of the body, and standing with the intention to be awake, alert, and choosing whether you keep your eyes open or closed while you do these practices. And bringing some awareness to the sensations of the feet on the floor. Pressure. Noticing whether the weight of the body is going through more the heels or the toes. The instep or the outer aspect of the foot. Maybe noticing the very subtle movements the body knows how to make to keep you in this position. And standing and breathing as best you can, tuning in to the actual sensations as the breath comes into the body and the breath goes out again. Not altering the breath in any way. We can simply follow, simply noticing the changing sensations of this breath. Now, on a deeper breath, slowly raising the arms up so they come to lie by the sides of the body parallel to the floor. And then slowly rising the arms up so they come to reach up to the sky, maybe choosing whether you interlock the thumbs. And holding this stretch, breathing all the way, noticing the sensations of the stretch from the tips of the fingers, sensations down the arms, down the armpits, the sides of the body, through the legs and to the floor. Noticing what it's like to breathe in this position. How does that feel? out breath, slowly lowering the arms. And as you do so, tuning into the changing sensations. You might take several breaths. Noticing the sensations in the fingers, the upper arms, the shoulders, as the arms come to rest by the sides of the body again. And if the eyes have been open, perhaps closing the eyes and noticing sensations having done this movement. Remember, we're not trying to make any sensations appear. We're simply giving ourselves the opportunity to tune into what's already here. Changing sensations moment by moment in the body. And now, on an in-breath, raising the right arm up slowly. And raising up to the sky and stretching the fingers out as if you're reaching for a fruit on a branch of a tree that's just out of reach. Noticing how the left heel may come off the floor and just holding this stretch. Again, noticing the sensations through the fingers, the upper and lower arm. Noticing how the body on the right side feels compared to the left. And remembering to breathe throughout, maybe a sense of slight restriction of the breath. Being curious. Some subtle movements holding you in this position. And then perhaps looking beyond the fingers if the eyes have been closed. And on an out-breath, dropping the left heel if it's been raised and slowly lowering the right arm, looking beyond the fingers and perhaps drinking in the colours and shapes, tuning in to the movement of the right arm as it comes to rest back in the starting position by the side of the body. The eyes have been closed, closing the eyes and tuning into the sensations in the right arm. Maybe some tingling in the hand or the arm. How does that feel compared to the left side? And breathing. Now, raising the left arm in the same way. So raising slowly, tuning into the changing sensations as the arm comes up to reach out for that fruit that's just out of reach. Perhaps the right heel coming up now. Tuning into the sensations in the left arm, maybe a sensation of the clothes touching the skin. And holding this position and tuning into the changing sensations that are here to be felt moment by moment. Noticing the edges to this stretch. Now dropping the right heel if it's been raised, and slowly lowering the left arm, perhaps looking beyond the fingers and again just taking in the colours and shapes as they land on the eye, all the while tuning in to the sensations in the left arm as it makes its journey back to the side of the body. And again, if the eyes have been open, closing the eyes and noticing what it's like to have done this stretch. Tune into the sensations in the arms, the legs. Noticing how it feels to breathe, maybe a sense of easiness. Now we're going to do some shoulder rolls, and there's four movements to this. First is to bring the shoulders up towards the ears, and then forwards so they come towards each other, then down, and then to the back, so the shoulder blades coming together, and just linking these movements together as you roll the shoulders round, tuning into the sensations in the shoulders, the upper arms. Perhaps there's some sensations of contact with the clothes. Maybe even some noises. So being curious as to what's here. Perhaps coordinating the movements with the breath. So breathing in as the shoulders come up, and breathing out as they go down. And just playing with this in your own time. Noticing if there's thoughts arising of how you're doing, of mind wandering off to things that you've got to do, things that have already occurred, daydreams. And reminding yourself that's what minds do. It's not a mistake. You can actually congratulate yourself. And when you've noticed where the mind's wandered off to, we can simply come back. Come back to the sensations of the shoulders. The shoulders moving in this way. And now on a certain moment, reversing the direction of the shoulder rolls. Remembering to breathe and tuning into the sensations as you breathe whilst moving the shoulders in this way. And now coming to rest, letting the arms dangle by the side of the body and noticing the sensations in the shoulders, in the arms, from having done this movement. And the final movement we're going to do is some head rolls. So three movements to this. Initially the chin comes forward towards the chest, noticing the stretch in the back of the neck. And again, just only moving so far as is okay for you, noticing the edges to any movement. Then moving the right ear towards the right shoulder and noticing perhaps the stretch on the left side of the neck. And then moving the head over so that the left ear comes to rest by the left shoulder. Squeezing on the left side of the neck now and a stretching on the right. And then moving the chin down to the front and slowly repeating these movements as you tune into the sensations in the body. As you do these movements, at a certain point, reversing the direction of rotation now, And then coming to stillness. Standing here like a mountain rooted to the floor. Bringing awareness again to the contact of the feet on the floor, the legs rising up, the body standing, the body breathing. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but simply tuning in to the sensations in the body in this moment. And shortly we're going to be moving to a sitting position now. And as you do so, not treating this as a break in some way, but folding in the practice, maintaining awareness in the body as you move. So perhaps taking your seat now, and as you do so, bringing awareness to the body in movement, to the contact of the feet on the floor, the legs, and taking your seat. And reminding yourself again that the intention is to be, as best you can, awake and alert to your experience. So if you're sitting on a chair or a couch, perhaps sitting a little bit forward from the back, so the back is self-supported, the feet planted on the ground, the hands resting on the lap, noticing the contact of the bottom on the chair, and the back straight but not stiff, perhaps tilting the chin forward ever so slightly to open up the back of the neck. Imagining that there's a thread attached to the top of the head, just lifting you up ever so slightly. And sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Knowing through the sensations in the body. The contact points, feet on the floor. Bottom on the chair, hands resting on the lap or in contact with each other. And tuning into the sensations of the breath. Perhaps at the belly area. Noticing the expansion of the abdominal wall, the falling away on the out-breath. And simply following the breath as it does what it does so naturally. We don't need to control the breath in any way. It knows perfectly well how to bring the air in the room into the body to become a breath. So perhaps focusing awareness now on the in-breath, noticing the point when the breath comes in through the tip of the nostrils, perhaps a coolness. Following the column of breath down the body, the back of the throat. What's here? Are there any sensations to be felt in this place? How about the rising of the chest wall on the in-breath? And the expansion of the abdomen. So tuning in to the in-breath. What about the point where the in-breath becomes an out-breath? Can we be curious about this moment? And now for the next few moments, letting the in-breath fade into the background and resting awareness on the out-breath now. Are the sensations the same? Perhaps less intense? What's here for you? Noticing our tendencies, those thoughts and judgments to get this right, to do things in a certain way, and seeing if it's possible to just notice those thoughts as just that, thoughts arising in the mind and coming back. Don't need to give ourselves a hard time. Coming back to the sensations of the out-breath. And for the next few moments in silence, following the cycle of this life-giving breath, perhaps allowing a sense of appreciation for this quite extraordinary ability of the body to bring air into the body, for the oxygen to travel through the lungs into the bloodstream, and literally to every cell in the body, and out again. Remembering that if the mind does wander off to thinking, thinking's not the enemy, it's what minds do. We're simply noticing the patterns of the mind, and using the breath in this instance as an anchor, to anchor our awareness on the present moment. This moment, the only moment we have to feel, to touch, to be. So can we give some precious time and attention to how things are in this moment? Now expanding awareness to a sense of the whole body sitting here, the whole body breathing, perhaps a sense of the surface area of the body, maybe a sense of subtle expansion and falling away of the whole body, a more spacious sense of the whole body breathing. And as you sit here, you may be aware of intense sensations in the body calling for your attention. It's quite normal. And if you notice that, well, you have a choice in what you do, having noticed that, a choice in what to do next. And of course, it's always possible, having noticed some discomfort in the body, to choose to move. You may have already done that several times. But perhaps bringing awareness to that desire to move, and then directing your awareness into that area as close as you feel comfortable to do so, and noticing the changing sensations as you do make that move. So weaving in awareness as you move. How do the sensations change? Bringing that sense of curiosity to the area of discomfort. And noticing the after effects from having made that move. Perhaps playing with the idea of expanding awareness to a wider sense of the body sitting, and moving in closer and out again. This is simply an opportunity to explore what's here. But there is a second opportunity, a second choice. If there are areas of discomfort, you can choose to perhaps tune in towards such areas of discomfort. Perhaps moving the spotlight of awareness to the edge and maybe inside any areas of intense sensations with that sense of exploration, of curiosity. What's here? Is it one sensation? Is there a combination? Do the sensations change over time? Perhaps using the breath, imagining you could breathe in through the in-breath and into such areas as a way of exploring what's here. Seeing how the sensations perhaps stay the same or change over time. And always possible to move your attention elsewhere, to the soles of the feet, to the warmth of the hands, if that feels more comfortable for you. So perhaps playing with that idea of moving your attention towards and into areas of discomfort and out again. And moving into such areas not with the intention to fix or to change, but more an open attitude of discovery, of openness to what's here. And now for the last few moments of the practice, resting awareness on the breath, the sensations of the breath in the abdomen, sense of expansion, perhaps contact with the clothes, stretching on the in-breath, and a falling away on the out-breath. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but simply tuning in to sensations of the breath in this moment. Sense of allowing things to be as they are. And continuing to rest in awareness until the sounds of the bells indicate the end of this practice. Perhaps bringing that same sense of awareness, of interest, of curiosity into the next moments of your day.